You're listening to the weekly Parsha podcast with Ari Goldwag, recorded with Hashem's never-ending assistance in Ramat Beit Shemesh, Israel, 5786-2026. We are heading into the end of this Jewish year, 5786. And I'd like to share with you some beautiful pieces from the Medrash. And this week we have Nitzavim and Vayelech, two Parshias. And as we get into the Sefer of Devarim, so it's always a challenge because there's less and less Midrashim in Medrash Rabbah on the Parshias and Devarim as they go along. So this week I decided to, in my research for this week's Parsha, I decided to look at a new Medrash called Medrash HaGadol, which is a beautiful Medrash, which was collated in the 14th century, I believe, in Tayman, in Yemen, by a scholar named Rav Adani. And he has many different sources for his Midrashim, and he also has these beautiful poems that he has at the beginning of each Parsha. So I'd like to read to you, before we get into the ideas of the Parsha, and we get into some teachings and some things that relate to, we are in the final countdown into Rosh Hashanah, Masi Shabbos, we're going to start saying the Slichas, if you're Ashkenazi, if you're Sephardi, you've been doing it already for a while, for a few weeks. But let's see, we're going to talk about tshuva, we're going to talk about connection, we're going to talk about Torah. But I'd like to read to you, there are two parshas, so there's two introductions. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but a little bit of each one. First from Nitzavim. Shema Shaveinu Yotzer Yetzurim V'koinam. V'kabetz Nidachen of Ashivim V'mechoinam. Beautiful poem. Hear our call, the one who created everything and owns everything. Gather in those who are dispersed and bring them back to their proper place. Bring back the priests to their service and the Levites to their platform where they sing. And then we will hear the voice, we'll hear the sound of raising up Hashem with their voices. Change us from a state of sorrow to joy and consolation. Do it for the sake of your great name, for your sake and not for ours. Okay, he goes on, I'm not going to read the whole thing. I want to turn to what he says, the poem he has in Parshas Vayelech. Shuva Hashem es shiviseinu b'rtzoinecho. V'tiyah yimin chapshuto l'kabel banecho. Right, this is the parsha we always read before Rosh Hashanah. Return us, Hashem, with your will, and reach out your right hand, which is your chesed, to receive your children. V'tasim aleim l'toyva aseinecho. V'tirtza bom l'man zoryacho v'or panecho. Place upon them the good, that which is good in your eyes, and desire them for the sake of your outstretched arm, your power, the light of your face. On the day of judgment, let us be judged with proper justice and not through anger. Don't allow us to be sent away empty-handed, because we are the great-grandchildren of the one who you, the mighty ones, the forefathers. They are your nation, Hashem. They are your portion. They are, we the Jewish people, are His sheep. We are the ones who live in your land. We are the ones who love your home, love the Beis HaMikdash. As the Pasuk says, we are strangers in front of you. Okay, I thought I'd do something a little different today. Start off with a poem. A beautiful poem. We're heading into the days of, I don't want to call them days of judgment. They are days of judgment. I would call them days of reckoning. Days of looking at ourselves, honestly, and seeing and trying to understand how we can improve in our relationship with Hashem, how we can make Hashem our king again. And this week's parsha starts off You are all standing before Hashem, your God. Every single one of us stands before Hashem, whether we are leaders, we're all leaders, within our own Dalaramas, or whether we're talking about the tribes, the elders, Vishaitrechem, those who make sure that we do what's right. Kol Yish Yisrael, every single Israelite man, Israelite person, Tapchem, Neshechem, Vigercha, Asher Bekerav Machanecha, your children, your wives, and the strangers, the proselytes that are with you in your encampment. This is something that applies to those who chop the wood, those who draw the water. So Hashem is making a covenant with us. And that's what Rosh Hashanah is about. That's what the whole time is about. That's what we're heading into. And the pasuk says, not only with you am I making this covenant, I'm not only making this covenant, this is 3,300 years ago, right? Hashem says, this covenant is not just for those who are standing here today, but it's for those who are not standing here today. Also we, I and you, those who are with us and those who are not. So, what is this idea? So, the first idea I want to share with you from the Medrash HaGadol, from Rav Adani, is he says an amazing thing, a beautiful thing, and it's so important because sometimes we feel disconnected. Sometimes we feel we're not connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Hashem, we're not connected to Torah. Sometimes we feel like we've done wrong. Sometimes we just don't, we're not feeling it today. But he says an amazing thing, Vesa Sheri Nenu Poi. So the first thing, who's not there? Who's not there? So there's a few people who are not there at the point in time. Moshe Rabbeinu is entering into the land of Israel, where the Jewish people are about to enter into the land of Israel. But they're still part of the covenant, even though they're not there. So the first thing that it says, it's referring to the fetuses that are inside of their mother's wombs, that even though they were not yet born, they were still part of the covenant. Mikan Amru, from here, our sages teach us, that when a court has to get a person to make an oath, so they say to him, they say, when we give you this oath, when you make the oath, it doesn't go by the way you think about the oath. It goes by the way we think about the oath. And we see that that's something that's possible because a fetus is not yet born. Also certainly doesn't have any das, doesn't have any intellectual capacity. So for that fetus to be included in the oath, in the covenant, shows that the covenant that's made, or the oath that's made, is done based on the people who are making the, who are, I would say, enforcing the oath. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I want you to know this covenant. Usually you could think about a covenant as a deal between two parties, but this is not exactly what this covenant looks like. Moshe is saying, I'm telling you that the covenant looks like what I say it looks like. The relationship looks like what Hashem says it looks like. Right? It's not just those who are there, it's those who are not there. So how can it be that it includes someone who's not there? But clearly, it's an oath that's being made, or it's a covenant that's being made with somebody based on Hashem himself. Hashem is our creator, he has a right to do that. How do we know that the generations that come afterwards, how do we know that we are still included in this covenant? Maybe Hashem gave up on us, or maybe we're not obligated in the mitzvahs anymore as they're written by Moshe Rabbeinu, heaven forbid. How do I know that a ger, if he wants to become part of the Jewish people, that a proselyte has to keep everything? That in order for him to become part of the covenant, he's got to keep all of it. That's what the pasuk says. It includes those who are not here today. What about the mitzvahs that were not yet at the time of Moshe? Right? We read the Megillah. We say, Hashem Elokeinu, Asher Kiddushanu, maybe mitzvahs of Yitzhak, Al Mikra Megillah. We read the Megillah. On Purim, it wasn't yet existent. How can we say it's a commandment? So listen to this. This is why I'm reading this. There's nothing new. When they accepted upon themselves to read the Megillah, it was just a confirmation of something that had already happened. It's a beautiful thing. Listen to this. This is for all of us. King Solomon says in Koheles and Ecclesiastes, that which was is what's going to be again later. You might say that there's something new. Now think about it. The story of Megillah, that there's divine intervention, that Hashem's involved in our lives, working behind the scenes, that Hashem's involved, making sure the missiles don't land, protecting us from Iran. So, it looks new, it looks like a new thing. Oh, look at this new type of way of Hashem interacting with us. Says King Solomon, anything that looks new is not new. It's been there before. Listen. Beautiful, beautiful language. You learn something. You learn some Torah. Or you think of some Chiddush in Torah. You have a new idea, a novelty. It's sweet to you. It feels right. It feels right. It rings. It resonates. You know why it feels right? You know why it resonates? You know why it's so sweet? Because you heard it way back at Mount Sinai. You and I, our souls were there. It says the Medrash, you know what it's comparable to? Le'echad shetzar sela b'knaf talita v'ibda. A person who had used a part of it, he had a pocket, and he used that pocket for a coin. And the pocket, or the, maybe it's a little leather pouch, that was formed to the size of that coin. Then that coin was spent or lost. It was tailor-made to that coin. So if you put a bigger coin, it's not going to hold it well. Put a smaller coin, it could slip out. If you put the same size coin in, so then it sits properly. Beautiful mashal. It sits right. It feels right. It locks in. You hear a vort, you hear an idea, it resonates. I know that from somewhere. It sounds right. It feels right. That's because we all were there. We weren't there, but we were there. Yitzchak says it's true about Torah. It's true about the Torah learning, and it's also true about the nevuos, the prophecies. There's no new prophecies. Every single prophecy that was said 1,000 years later, 500 years later, however many years later it was. Yeah, even 1,000 years later. So these were received at Sinai. Shenemar kis asher yeshne pai v'gaymer. It says those who are here, those who are not here. V'chinu amir masdavar Hashem liYisrael biyad malachi. It says as well, in the Pasuk, a burden, the word of Hashem was something he carried to the Jewish people in the hands of Malachi. It doesn't say El Malachi. El Aviad Malachi. It doesn't say it was said to Malachi. It says in the hands of Malachi. Shekvar Oisa Nevuah Biyadai Misinai. He had it already. It was sitting in his hands all the way back from Mount Sinai. Chen Yishayo Oimer. Me'eis Hayoisa Sham Ani. From the time that it was, there I was. Pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Mem Ches, Pasuk Tazayin. Amr lo Yeshaya, lamad mitchila lenis navesa. So they say to Yeshaya, From the time that it was, that's where I was. What took you so long to speak if you knew this already? Why didn't you tell us your prophecy before? He said, I did not yet have permission to say over my prophecy. Now I was sent by God and His Spirit. So Yeshaya had it also. The Nevuah of Yeshaya, of Malachi, of each of the prophets went back all the way to Sinai. It was something that was embedded into the world, waiting to drop onto the correct person through his soul, but his soul already received it then. All of the wise individuals that ever were and are going to be. Pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hashem gave me the two tablets of stone, Aleim v'Aleim Dvorim, Hadvorim, Kol Hadvorim. Pasuk says, it's interesting, the message is pointing out, the Pasuk says, V'Aleim K'chol Hadvorim. Right, there's an extra Vav, and there's an extra Hey, and there's an extra Kol, and there's an extra Kaf. Es v'es Mikro u'mishno Medrash Halachis v'Agodos. Each of the different aspects are included from the extra letters and the extra words in the Pasuk. There were lots of different aspects of Torah that were included in Moshe Rabbeinu's reception, his receiving the Torah. A Rebbe is going to teach a little child a word of Torah. He's going to have a chiddush in a knach, in a way to teach the child Torah so he learns it better. That's already been planted. L'kach ne'emar yesh dover she'yomer re'ezeh chadashu. Right? That's why Shlomo HaMelech said, as we quoted before, someone might say, look, this is a new thing, a new knach, a new way of educating our children. If it works, you think it's new. This is old. This is something old. It was said to Moshe Rabbeinu Sinai. So it could sound like, oh my gosh, why do I need to bother for? Right? Anything that I say has already been said. Nothing new, right? No, it's actually incredible. It means that I, today, in 2026, 3,300 years after Har Sinai, I can resonate, I can access the original revelation of Moshe Rabbeinu. We all have it, because we were all there. It was embedded into our souls. It was stuck into our pocket. When that coin lands in the right place, the right vort, the right idea, the right depth, it will sit in the pocket just right. It will feel just right. We can connect to it and resonate with it. It's just beautiful. When you think about it, it's like, I think it's so important to think about this. So you come into the new year, the Rosh Hashanah. The year begins and we feel like, I don't know if I did it right. You know, what is it that gives us that sense, that feeling like, I don't know if I did it right? Because we know we didn't do it right. We know it could be better. We know our relationship with Hashem could look better. But it's, I don't know, there's some consolation. Not just a consolation, but a tremendous chizik. It strengthens us to know that we all have inside of us a recognition, an understanding. We can all realign. It's not hard. It's in our hearts, it's in our mouth, it's accessible. It's something that we all can access. Okay, so that's the first point. There's a whole bunch of other ones. I don't think I'm going to get to all of them, but some beautiful things here. It's talking about tshuva. It's talking about connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And one of the pesukim, it says, "Umal Hashem lekecha es levavcha lahavas Hashem lekecha leman chayecha." Hashem is going to remove the klipa, the outer stuck nature of our hearts, Right? Sometimes we feel disconnected. We don't feel Hashem. We don't feel spiritual. Hashem is going to remove that husk. Hashem is going to remove it, and we're going to love Hashem. We're going to feel connected. We're going to live. Says this Medrash, "Im ata oise me'avo, ata oise ata kain el atzvach ha'chaim, she'in lahem hefzik, she'nemer l'man chayecha." When we serve Hashem out of love, right? There's different modes and reasons why we can serve Hashem, and I think that hearing it, when we hear it, it becomes ours, or we can sense that it's our Torah, it's our mitzvah, it's our masechta. There's something in us that knows this is ours, this is our Torah, this is our heritage. The Torah is our, we feel connected to it. We don't always know why. There's something in us, right? That's the love. When we serve Hashem out of love, in order that you live, it's not just talking about living in this world, which it is, having a good life in this world, but it's talking about having an eternal life, which means having a connection to God forever. How do we get that? It comes out of love. Not just serving Hashem out of fear, because everyone's doing that, or because I think God will be angry with me if I don't do that. Serving Hashem out of love. Because we love God. We know He loves us. He wants the best for us. And we can sense that it's real. It's one little thing. He brings Erpa Meshuvasam. Pasuk says in Hosea, we're going to read this pretty soon. It's to do with tshuva. Hashem says, I will cure their waywardness. The Jewish people, sometimes we don't love each other as we ought to. We don't respect each other as we ought to. We don't respect Hashem and His mitzvahs as we should. Hashem says, I will cure them. Tanya Haya Rabbi Meir, Omer, Gedola Tshuva. The Rabbi Meir would say, the Tshuva is great. Shebishvil Yachish Asa Tshuva. Michlin Lai Ulachala Oil. Listen to the power of Tshuva, okay? Repentance, coming back to Hashem, getting back into a space of serving Hashem from love. Just one person, just me, just you. One person has the power to get the forgiveness for himself and for the whole world. Listen to this. Shenamar Arpa Meshuvasam. Pasuk says, and he doesn't quote the whole thing, but I know it by heart because I want to sort of song to these words. Arpa Meshuvasam, I will cure their waywardness. Oyaveim nedava, I will love them freely. Kishav api mimenu. It's talking about them, about them, about them, and then it suddenly switches to him. My anger has turned away from him. Mehemli nemar doesn't say turned away from them. El mimenu. It says from him. It is one person. It is from him. One individual can cause all of Hashem's anger to be turned away. One person does tshuva. You can be that person. I can be that person. We turn back to Hashem, and the whole world turns back. Incredible. Omer Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Rabbi Yonason. Shmuel Bar Nachmani says the name of Rabbi Yonason. Gedol tshuva shemareches yamav shel adam. Tshuva is a great thing. It makes a person live longer. Shenemar v'shuv rasha chayo yichyeh. Pasuk in Yechezkel, chapter 18, verses 27 and 28. When a wicked person changes, he will certainly live. Which means he wasn't supposed to live. He had done wrong. He was disconnected. He was spiritually dead. We're never stuck there. We're never stuck there. We can always change. Amar Reb Nosson, Gedol Tshuva Shemekareves Es HaGeula. Reb Nosson says Tshuva is great because it brings the redemption closer. 5787, the year of redemption. How do you bring redemption closer? What do we do when we're facing enemies that are surrounding us, that want to destroy us? How do we deal with it? Tshuva. Tshuva brings the redemption. Shenemar, Uval Etzion Goyel. We say this every day. A redeemer will come to Zion, Ulishave Pesha B'Yakov, to those who have repented from their sins in Jacob. Pasuk in Yishaya, Perek Nun Tes, Pasuk Chaf. Reb Levi, Yidu ha Yisrael oisin tshuva yom echad. Reb Levi says, if we do tshuva for one day, if all of Am Yisrael would do tshuva for one day, just one time, v'yad hein negalim, immediately we would be redeemed. Ma taimei? How do you know this? Hayom v'kara d'shmam, Pasuk says in Tehillim. Today, it can come today, if you listen to his voice. So it's interesting because you see the power of an individual to do tshuva and have an impact on the entire world. But you also see the power of a tshuva derabim, a tshuva of many people. Amar Rabbi Elazar Gedolah, tshuva shemekareves es Yeshua. Elazar says a similar thing. Tshuva is incredibly powerful. It brings the redemption closer. Brings salvation closer. Shnemar koyim Hashem, shimru mishpat v'asu tzedakah. This is what Hashem says. Keep righteousness. Make sure that you're bringing about justice. Ki krav yishuasi love of its kasili golos. Salvation, Hashem's saving us, is connected to tzidkus, to righteousness. And that means, what does it mean, righteousness? It's referring to here as tshuva. So what do we see? That since tshuva is a very foundational idea, it says, you shall come back to Hashem your God to return. That's tshuva. Okay. We have a few more minutes. We're going to touch on one more thing. Pasuk says, Kikar lelecha adavar ma'oid. This matter is very close to you. It's in your mouth, in your heart. To do it, Kishamar Yishai liYisrael, Dirshu Hashem Yimatzai. Pasuk says in Isaiah, seek out Hashem when He's found. Dirshu Hashem v'atem moitzen. I say, if you seek Hashem out, you will find Him. As we said, it's a resonance. It's already in us. So they said to Him, where is He? Where will we find Him? Where do we seek Him? Between your heart and your mouth. In between here, in your mouth and in your heart, in your mouth you admit that you've done wrong, and in your heart you change, you want to be different, you want to get back to loving Hashem. Then Hashem is there. That's it, guys, folks. It's not so hard. It's really simple. Tshuva, repentance. It's not as hard as people think it is. Just admit we've done wrong. And with our hearts, was wake up our hearts to change. Hashem is with us. A group of thieves were incarcerated in jail. They made a hole to get out of the jail. They all escaped except for one old guy. The jailer comes and he finds the old guy and starts beating him up. So he says, you could have gotten out and you didn't. That's why he's beating him up. Everyone else escaped. Why didn't you? We all have the path out. We all have that cave that's been dug out to get out of here, to get out of jail, to get out of our Yetzirah. It's called tshuva. It's in our heart. It's inside of us. All we got to do is start moving our lips. Make a list of the things I could do better this year. Make a list of the things I've done well also. Be mechazik. Strengthen the things that we've done well. Get rid of the stuff that we've not done well. We can do this, guys. We can do this. I want to bless you. I ask you to bless me. Hashem should help us. Let's use this final Shabbos of the year for the best. Let's start getting into the mode. Hashem should help us to get into the mode, to find that resonance of Torah, of truth that's inside of us, that's burning inside of us, that Moshe Rabbeinu knew about, and we can still hear it today. Let's all hear it. Let's all get back on track. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful Shabbos. This podcast was made possible through the gracious donations of listeners like you. For more podcasts like this, please visit www.arigoldwag.com or search on iTunes, Ari Goldwag.